Hi, welcome to Possibility Realm. On this podcast, we lead you through transformation, growth, recovery, change to a higher life. I am your host, Manu Ibot. Thank you for joining me here today. Throughout this month of November, we have been talking and learning about emotions. I touched on attachment for children and adults, as well as self-regulation. When it comes down to emotions, the fundamental piece is how we respond to them. So today, I'm going to talk on channeling emotions for transformation. Do any of these phrases sound familiar? Don't let your feelings control you. Pull yourself together. I tried so hard to stay calm, but the moment I saw him, I just blurted out. I can't stop doing what I do. I feel like I'm a failure. Someone may have said these words to your hearing, or you have said them to yourself or others. Friends, sometimes you try so hard to contain a certain feeling, but it leaves you overwhelmed, scared, and feeling like you failed because you have been told that your feelings are not in charge. You have control over your feelings, but in reality, all you see is your feelings having control over you. So it makes you more frustrated for not doing what you assumed was going to be an easy task. It could be easy if you have the right strategy and apply it consistently, but it doesn't always happen spontaneously like breathing, blinking, yeah, and stuff like that. You might be wondering, why is Manu talking about feelings? I thought this episode is all about emotions. Well, if that's your thought, you nailed it. Feelings are different from emotions. Emotions are body chemicals released in response to our interpretation of a specific trigger. These chemicals are released in our brain and throughout our body. According to research, the time between the emotion and the response is about 6 seconds. This might leave you wondering, why does it seem like the sensation lasts longer than 6 seconds? That, my friend, is where feelings come in. Feelings are the conscious experience of the emotions. It is when the mind takes over from the body. It starts when we begin to integrate the emotions, when we let it soak in, when we interpret it and try to make meaning out of it. So, your feelings lead you to your emotions. And in order to be in control of your feelings, you, my friend, you have to understand the emotion underneath that feeling. If you don't unravel the emotion, which is the root of the feelings, you might change how you feel at the moment. But you know what? You will find yourself in the same circle of feelings and behavior, especially if you consistently act based on how you feel. So when someone says, take control of your feeling, I would say a better way to put it will be, dig into the emotions beneath that feeling. The psalmist did an awesome job at demonstrating this feeling, emotion, action, connection in Psalm 42 verse 5 and 11, and also in Psalm 43 verse 5. This scripture repeats itself. It's so funny. Yeah, it must be very important for David to say it 3 times in the same words. But it also shows that feelings don't just go away. Sometimes you have to persist to unravel it. How often do you see a verse in the Bible repeat itself? I was pretty surprised when I came across this. I mean, in the four apostles, the disciples recount the gospels from their perspectives. So the same experiences are retold by different people. But we do not see this happening often in the Bible. David repeats the same words in 2 different psalms in 3 verses. That rings a bell and calls for attention, doesn't it? This is what David said. Why am I so discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? In these words, we see the feelings and the emotions. David is feeling discouraged. He didn't just say, why am I feeling discouraged? He goes deeper to find out the emotion behind the feeling. So he says, why is my heart so sad? Aha! That is the emotion responsible for this feeling. He is feeling discouraged because he is sad. When someone says don't acknowledge your feelings because they don't count, that's not true. Your feelings do count. The key is don't let your feelings direct your actions. The fact that you feel like hitting someone because you are angry doesn't mean you have to hit someone. Feelings are changeable. It will pass. You could regret the actions you take based on it. When you notice a feeling, you can change it. But before changing it, acknowledge the emotion behind the feeling. That is what will lead you to a lasting freedom. When David noticed his emotion, he went on to say, "I will put my trust in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." The truth is that most of us don't want to acknowledge our emotions, either due to cultural or other knowledge we picked up along our upbringing, or because along with acknowledgement comes the responsibility to own our actions. Rather than pick up that responsibility, we choose to rely on the side of, "I can't help it. That's the way I feel." Yes, you might feel that way, but the story doesn't end there. How do you choose to act when you feel that way? Let's learn from the psalmist in these verses. When he noticed the feelings and the emotions, he asked the why question. So that's the first thing to do. Ask the why question. Why am I feeling discouraged? Why am I being sad? It is not enough to acknowledge the feelings. It is more beneficial to question the why of it. It could be that someone said something to you. Maybe asking the why questions will lead you to the root of it. Perhaps the action you need to take would be to forgive that person. Offering forgiveness could revive you from the discouragement and the sadness if that's a feeling and emotion you are having. I understand that sometimes some actions are so hard to take, especially if you've been hurt so deeply. This leads to the second thing David did. David took the situation up to a power higher than him. There are times we just can't do things on our own. Most times, honestly. The three words he uttered after he asked the questions are so powerful. He said, "Hope in God. Hope in God. I will put my hope in God." When situations come against you, my friend, and they will come, when life hits you on every corner, where do you put your hope? When the person you trusted so much betrays you, where do you put your hope? When your expectations are taking so long, where, my friend, do you put your hope? Do you put it in anxieties, worry, man, woman, your children, your possessions, your abilities, your beauty, your looks? All those things are like feelings. They could fail you. The one who never fails is God. My friend, put your hope in God. If you are asking, how do I do that? I will tell you, because David shows us in this verse. I'm assuming that he's the writer of this psalm. So it's either David or the psalmist. He said, "I will praise him again, my Savior and my God." In the present circumstance, he puts his hope in God for what will happen in future. Notice he said, "I will praise him again." It is an action. It is a choice, a decision. Despite the current circumstances, you can say, "I know I will smile again. I know I will praise God again. I know I will dance for joy. I know I will celebrate. I know this will be possible because of my Savior and my God." My friend, what are your challenges? How are you feeling? What is the emotion beneath the feeling? Don't take any hasty decision. Don't do something beneath your standards, something not reflective of your values, something you might live to pay its price physically or emotionally. Yes, God's grace is sufficient, but there are human consequences for actions. If you are struggling with your feelings, emotions, and actions, put your hope in God, and I believe with you that you will praise Him again. For with God, all things are possible if you believe. Here's a question I want you to ponder on. What does Psalm 42 verse 5 mean to you? And remember, the same verse repeats itself in 42 verse 11 and 43 verse 5. So what does this psalm mean to you? What feels hopeful for you right now? As always, I love hearing from you, answering your questions and learning from your suggestions. Keep in touch on social media at Possibility Realm or Manu Ibot. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this podcast. Share this message with a friend, a family member, an acquaintance. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, peace and love to you. Bye.